Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings. I'll give you a toll-free number for the U.S. only. I'll give you another number anywhere else in the world you can dial direct. But for toll-free in the U.S. only, it's 1-877-876-5227. I'll say it one more time. A few people emailed me and told me, can you say it twice or say it slower? Toll free in the U.S. 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I have a caller on the line already, so I believe I'll go to the caller and do her reading and then just continue doing call-in readings. If you'd like to get a reading, give me a ring. Hello, caller.
Hello, Michael. It's Sugarcane.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I'm so lucky to be your first caller.
Yes.
No redialing for 40 minutes straight.
There's something special about the first caller and the last caller. It's like almost like it was meant to be.
You know, I had a strong feeling I was going to get through and be the first caller.
Good. I'm glad you did. You enjoy the show?
Very much.
Good. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Let's jump right into your reading. And you heard me read before, so you're a regular listener. And now, you're surrounded with a lot of relationship issues, and I'm getting a lot of hearts and romance with you. I'm feeling good about it. If there is anything going on relationship-wise, it should get better, or if you got some concerns or worries. And if you're not in one, I wouldn't be surprised if there was one right around the corner. Now, there's some work in business and finance I'm getting, but I'll push that to the side right now and stay with their relationship issues for a second.
Okay.
I'm getting good on health, too, if there's been any health concerns or issues in your life.
Yes, and I feel it's getting better, hopefully.
Yes, it's, I just got hugged by an angel, like, and it was like a healing hug, and I was supposed to give it to you, so.
Aww.
So health and strength and, overall health issues are going to improve. So you're feeling that correctly.
Good.
Hang on. I feel like there was a friendship or a relationship. Friendship or relationship, maybe a friendship, coworker, neighbors, or a family member. There's a split of some kind or a dispute. And I feel like that... Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I feel like that blowing over and getting better and healing. So if there was a dispute of some kind or a disagreement, causing two people to pull apart or split. I'm getting a lot of potential for that to blow over and the people to come back together again, whether they were friends or a relationship.
Okay, I'm getting that makes sense.
I'm getting like a reunion between two people. Got no idea what it means, Sugar. I'll just leave that with you.
I have a pretty good idea.
Okay. It's something that might be nagging or bothering or emotional, and the people will come back together or there'll be a healing. So that you got that to look forward to. And then I seem like I go into the end of October decision-making and choosing between... I'm sorry. Choice of the two is like I got... several different opportunities, and I got to pick one or two, or I got to pick between two friends or maybe even two lovers. I'm not sure what this is. So whatever it is you're seeking and searching, you're probably going to get multiple opportunity and need to spend some time deciding which way you want to go or which
one
you want.
So it's relationship oriented, or?
I wouldn't be surprised if it goes into several different areas.
Okay.
I am going to relationship and work, so. If you are you looking for work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're going to get multiple offers, probably at the same time, and it's going to be like, oh no, you know, I couldn't find nothing. Now I got to choose, you know. And relationship-wise, if you're out there looking and searching, I wouldn't be surprised if there was two opportunities with it.
Okay.
Becoming an issue. So. Or
I am married.
Oh, you're married. Okay.
I'm not,
so
I'm not looking, but.
You're married and looking?
No, I'm not looking.
Oh, okay. I'm only kidding you. Then how I would use that, I would it's probably just going to work. I wouldn't be surprised if it just lands in the work area. You know, because I was getting. Okay, so you're married. Is there anything special going on in your relationship? An anniversary or?
Well, October 1st, we will have a 3-year, October 4th, a 3-year anniversary.
Oh, okay. That's why I'm getting all the.
And when my husband's birthday is coming up this week.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting a lot of celebrating, and a lot of it goes to my relationship issues, like a celebration of some kind.
Yeah.
Like an anniversary, and it goes into the end of, between now and the end of September, several different celebrations and gatherings. And one of it is to relationship. All right. So, okay. And it's going to get better. It's going to get much deeper, and I'm feeling real good about your relationship.
Good.
It's deeper than most. I don't see no real major. I see it becoming much more than what it is now. I see it getting better, expanding. I don't know how to describe that in love terms, but it's going to get better.
We both feel that we have a spiritual relationship.
Very much so. You hit it right on the head. I'm getting.
Yeah, that's the only thing the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling too. It has multiple levels to it, and it's going to become more profound. So it looks good there for relationships. Now, is he happy with you not working, or he don't want you to work, or?
No, he kind of wants me to work, I think. It's more leaning in that direction.
Okay. I got a feeling that he might have an issue with something coming up as far as work with you. Maybe he don't care for what it is or what he'd be doing, but it may become an issue. So just, you know, keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
And I'm definitely, I feel like I'm working. I feel like I'm back to work by the end of September. Probably sooner. But I go between now and the middle of September, end of September, as far as working goes.
Okay. I went on a job interview last week.
Oh, good. I feel like I'm right on top of it.
But that's like starting next week.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Oh, you got a job already?
No, I went to a job interview. I'd like to get the job, but I don't know if I got it yet or not. They're going to let me know this week, and then I would start immediately.
Okay. I feel good about it. I feel like it's going to come through. And in the meantime, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if something else came through.
Yeah. That's usually how it happens, huh?
Yeah, when it rains, it pours.
It's feast or famine.
I'm feeling you're going to be very happy with it. You're going to be busy, productive, interesting, so I feel like you're happy with it. It just may be this job that you were interviewing for, because I'm feeling like you would really like to have it.
I would.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not ruling it out.
Okay.
Okay. But I am feeling you going to work, and it's not too far off. Okay, hang on for a second. Got a lot of stuff around you. Definitely an expansion. You're going to be meeting new people. I feel like I'm meeting new people, and I'm experiencing different things and new things. I feel like it's good for me. It's very exciting and uplifting, and it's giving me the boost that I need emotionally and mentally, going back to work or going to work.
Yep.
And I feel like there may be a little bit of travel or a journey with you and hubby, maybe, or you and friends between now and the end of September.
Ah.
And I feel like I'm either doing it with friends or because of friends or go to see friends. And I feel like either hubby's with me. I feel like there's something with relationship connected to this. So it may be a little short pleasure trip or something like that. But I feel like it's fun and it's exciting. Like I'm seeing different things and meeting new people also with that. So definitely go if you get invited somewhere.
Okay.
Or if you feel like you're being pulled there, it probably would be a good time to go and do it and have fun. I believe it may be just a thing you and hubby need. Now, I think I cut you off there. Did I touch on everything you were hoping I would touch on? Or?
Yes, you did.
I feel like you called on a mission, and did I
kinda
help
the
you?
The relationship and the work, yeah.
Good, I helped you then?
You did.
And the health, too. I feel like
you needed health, yes.
I feel like you needed to hear that.
Yes,
I feel like you're, and you validated earlier that you felt that you were in a new cycle or you were starting to feel better.
Yeah, and it just started, like, over the last week.
Yeah, and that's true, too, because I was shown that right away with you, that you were going into a new cycle, and with it would come the things that I talked about. So,
good.
Or everything that needed to make all that work or happen or manifest would be there. You know what I mean?
Great.
You understand how I read, right?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Okay, sugar. Thank you for calling, and say
so
hi
much
to hubby, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Tell your friends about us.
I will. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
Uh-huh,
come back again. Listen, every week. So every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. You're in
I will.
Sports. All right. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody. I wanted to mention early when I opened up the show, everyone, that BBS now has a membership sign-in and login where you get a username and you make a password for yourself so you can access the archives and listen to the broadcast and navigate the rest of the night. So when you do go to BBS Radio...
Hello?
It's only... Hi, yeah. Caller.
Hi.
How
my
you
name
doing?
Is John from Tennessee. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is John from Tennessee, and I just wanted to know what you've seen for me on relationships and a girl named Shannon and Michelle.
Okay. Seems fair enough. I can only give you what I'm feeling.
Okay, that'll work. Okay.
All right. And I need to be truthful. Well, your name was...
John, J-O-H-N.
Don from Tennessee.
John, yeah, I go by Chris, but my name's John.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Tell
sure,
your friends about us.
How did I hear about you?
Yeah, how did you hear about me?
Oh, internet, through
internet?
Yahoo.
Oh.
Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, I see. Good. A lot of my listeners are internet chat room and my Yahoo group.
Right.
Okay. Don, what I'm feeling is that these two girls, it was a Melissa and a Maria.
Alicia is a girl that I just started talking to tonight that I met online that my buddy gave me your number, and she lives about an hour and a half away. We just started talking tonight.
Oh.
I've never actually met her, but I've talked to her on the phone.
Okay. And the other girl is a friend?
The other girl is Shannon, which has been my friend, like, girl that I really want to be with. And the other girl's name is Michelle, which I think has feelings for me, but she's married.
Wow. That's not good. But to each his own. Listen, I feel as though... I got a feeling that you're probably going to wind up... I don't think either one of them are going to go anywhere right now.
Right.
I feel as though that relationship-wise, things are going to be pretty much a little on the cool side with you for a while. So.
A little on the what?
On the cool side.
Yeah, it's always that way for some reason.
Yeah. I don't see that. I see them. You know what? I see the married one probably. I see both of them probably falling into the background and losing interest or not being an item probably, you know, like 30 days from now. So don't be surprised if it heads in that direction. But I do feel as though you can try to create bonds and communicate with the new one just to see. You know what I mean? Feel it out. And,
right. So, right now, me and Shannon's not friends. Do you see us becoming back friends, and do you see us going anywhere with this Alicia girl?
I don't see it going past friends between now and the end of September.
Now and the end of September.
Okay.
Okay.
Now... And I also feel that there may be one or the other or both dropping away and fading in the background in your life. You understand what I'm saying?
Fading? You mean not talking to each other?
No, I mean disappearing. What's the word? Fading away out of your life, and not being friends with you no more, or interacting with them, slowing down.
Right. That way, that's the way it is right now with Shannon. And one time, she wanted to marry me, and it just didn't go nowhere.
Okay. Is Shannon the one that's married?
Shannon's not married. Michelle's married.
Oh, well, Michelle's married. Okay.
Yeah. Shannon's not married.
Okay.
She's young. But right now she's mad at me. She's not talking to me, but she does that. Yeah. You know, I've been guy that's been there for her and stood by her side and always helped her out, and she's the girl that don't give me a chance.
Okay. But are you ill? Do you have some medical issues that need to be taken care of? Are you having surgery or something like that?
I've already got that took care of.
Oh, you just had it then?
I had to go for a test. And my test come back negative.
Okay. And you don't need no more treatment or testing?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I think it was maybe the false alarm I'm picking up on.
Do you think that could be it? That could have been why?
It might have had, I was going to ask you if there could have been a connection between you and your relationships, and your health and your relationships.
Well, she wanted me to get that took care of,
and
I did, and it was negative.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And I feel like you need to balance things a little more in your life. I get the feeling that I try too hard in relationships, and that's the thing that interferes. Can you understand that? I feel like you try too hard in relationships.
Yeah, you're right.
And that is the thing that's getting in the way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm close to 30. Well, I am 30, and I've been single
for years. If you could just put yourself out there and let it flow,
uh-huh.
I think you would have more luck, and you'd feel more comfortable with it.
So I didn't go looking for it, just let it find me, right?
I tell everybody that's looking for love, stop chasing it, and allow it to come to you, because it knows where you are and who you are, and it's just a matter of time.
I see. Okay.
See, and then the more you chase it, sometimes the harder it is to find it, or the harder it is for it to find you.
Exactly. I see.
So if you would just kind of like just take one day at a time and let things unfold naturally,
mm-hmm.
I think you would have more luck. Now, I'm just giving you some advice on the relationships from what I'm feeling spiritually.
Right.
So,
that's great.
Now, as far as these girls that are in your life now, I don't feel that I don't feel any of them becoming an item.
Don't feel anything can happen with any of them.
Not between now and the end of September.
Not between now and the end of September. Well, Shannon's mad at me right now, but I mean, I plan on trying to make it up with her by September. Or for something stupid she's mad at me about. But do you see us possibly becoming back friends again?
You know, I do. I am getting healings in relationships and friendships. That is a possibility.
Right.
Okay. But as far as madly in love and romance of the lifetime, I don't see that happening.
Don't see that happening.
Especially between now and the end of September.
Now and the end of September.
Now,
okay.
If you come back the end of September, things change. People change. Energy changes.
Energy changes, I see.
Okay, I'm not saying it's never going to happen.
Right.
But to do what I do here on the phone and what I do best,
right.
I try to keep it like a 30-day time span.
Oh, I understand.
You understand
definitely.
What I'm saying?
I understand. Will my finances be any better than what they are now? Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
The finances?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a 50-50 with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling if you're in the right place at the right time and you recognize an opportunity for an opportunity and you follow through on it,
right.
You can definitely increase your income.
Okay, that'll work. I know what that means.
Okay.
I gamble a lot. I gamble all the time.
Well, I'm not a gambler, and I don't recommend gambling, but I believe in being in the right place at the right time.
I understand.
And listening for bells to go off, you know? So the right it could be a chance encounter and somebody offering you something, and if you know enough to follow through on it.
Right.
Okay. And,
But this Alicia girl, I will finally get to meet her or whatever.
I can't go there. I feel as though it's a possibility, but for now, I feel like you're going to be just dealing with life. And
right.
dealing with your own head and dealing with your relationships. And I don't feel it going any further with any girl, really. Not between now
definitely.
And the end of
September. Kind of like a standstill.
Kind of, an active standstill. You're communicating, you're interacting, there may be some healings, there may be some goodbyes, but I don't see the romance of a lifetime, not at this time. Okay, and don't beat yourself in the head because it's just because it's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I'm used to it.
It's going to happen and come to you when it's supposed to.
Right.
So, if you would just communicate with these people and not chase them, I believe you may even draw them to you. So.
Okay.
Okay.
That'll work.
And
I was going to see if you've seen anything else, and I was going to tell you something. Those numbers you gave me one day or one night you told me about,
yeah.
I used them, and they brought me luck.
What'd you get?
I won $54 on them.
Good.
Yes, I did.
Good.
And it hit like a second time.
Good. good. I have heard that from several people. Several stories like that. No big money, but I mean little things here and there, you know.
Right.
And numbers have power. And BBS has a numerologist, I believe, now doing a show. And you can take the numbers I give you and call her, and she can give you a reading on the numbers I gave you.
Is that right?
I believe so.
That's pretty neat. When do you know when that show is?
You just go to the site and go to the host, and I, Don, if you can hear me, you can help me out. Is it Alice? I'm not sure the girl's name, but she's, it's something with numbers. Just go to the host and you'll see her show.
Oh, okay.
The host page. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. That'll work then.
Okay. And you have a good night. Good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you.
And remember, stop chasing it.
I'll stop chasing.
All right, but take care. Have a
good
night.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, everybody, for those of you that just joined, my name is Michael Goger, and this is my show, Your Inner Thoughts, and you're listening to BBS Radio. I'm here two nights a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to contact me in private, I am available for private readings, and if you'd like to contact me, email me. My email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name is Mary, and I'm calling to see if you can give me a reading and see what you see coming up for me.
Okay, your name is Mary?
Yes.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from, Mary?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana?
You also know me as Cajun Belle.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad you got through, Cajun.
Thank you.
I've been trying. Very good. I love it when somebody that I know gets through, because there's so many people out there that I have met doing this that it's mind-boggling. It really is. Okay. Let's see, Mary. Louisiana. I love the South. I love the accent. How's the heat down there, Mary?
It's hot. It's very hot. We have been getting afternoon showers. You know, they kind of cool things off for a while. But the humidity was kind of light for a couple of days, but it's starting to come back again.
Wow. It's cooler, much cooler in New York now.
Yes, Actually, it is much cooler in New York.
New York, right now, New York is beautiful. Blue skies, nice and cool. Okay, Mary, let's jump into your reading. I feel like you wanted to get through tonight, too. You needed to. You got a lot of questions here, a lot of imagery, too. And with you also, I'm feeling health issues improving. Now, I wanted to get that out of the way right away, if there's been any health issues or health problems with you or in your life. I feel like things are going to improve.
Yeah, I have a lot of things going on with me. So, there's nothing major serious stuff, but it's just a bunch of things that have just, I don't know, it's got my life on a standstill.
Well, I know one of them is stress.
Yeah.
Because I connect to the people that I'm reading, and I feel like I'm under stress, and maybe even to the point where it makes me dizzy sometimes. Weird. Lightheaded. This is going to improve. It's going to improve with situations in the home and the family improving. It's going to be like things around you improve, and the way you feel begins to improve. You understand that, right?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. And business-wise, too, I feel things getting better, too, money-wise. I'm being shown that, but I want to get a little more for you than that. I I need to, Mary, I need to believe, too. Believe. There's something like you might have gave up on believing in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
There's something, and this is coming from spirit. They want you to believe more than you ever believed before. Not to give up on anything or anyone. I'm just relaying what I'm hearing, and that belief alone will give you strength and hope and faith. To cooperate it with faith. I feel as though I have been through a lot. I feel like I might have just went through a rough period in my life, and they want you to know it's going to get better. That's going to get better. Your life is going to become smooth again. I'm here, much smoother. I'm getting. I feel like I'm being awarded something, or I'm receiving. Are you waiting for something to come through, or?
Yeah, I'm waiting for a date on my disability hearing before the administrative law judge.
Okay. Because I'm hearing reward something.
Either that or my child support check to come in the mail. One is the other.
Yeah, I'm hearing reward coming. Rewards are coming in. It's just a matter of time. That goes hand in hand with not giving up and keeping the faith. And I am being pulled to my work world and business and finances, so I do feel this is any checks or settlements or rewards that you've been waiting on. Now, this is a date you're waiting for?
Yes, I'm waiting on a date.
Okay.
The advocate that I have said he received a letter, so it should be sometime soon, but he doesn't know how soon.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised. I feel it in my bones, like it's close. I wouldn't be surprised if it's by the end of September, but probably sooner. Now, I'm sticking my neck out there, but I am feeling like it may be sooner, but between now and the end of September, very real possibility. And it does lead to an increase in my finances. And you do well with it. Everything goes well. I feel like it comes through.
Good. That's what I'm.
And
I'm worried about. That will completely change our lives.
Yeah. It will. That's how I'm feeling. I feel like I'm. They showed me a flower blooming, going from. Just a flower blooming. This was showing me that you're going to flourish when this comes in and when you settle in. You're going to settle in okay. Any testing coming up, I feel good. I hear testing going well. I don't know what it means. I'm just relaying it to you.
I had some x-rays done of my hip, and I have to go back and see the pain management doctor. So I don't know. They tried some medicine, so I don't know if they're going to run some kind of test on me or not for my back.
Okay.
Because I'm having a lot of pain associated with my back, all the way into my legs and my feet.
I'm hearing okay, so testing okay, like that, so I wouldn't panic, you know what I mean? I'm not saying there's nothing wrong, but I'm just saying it's not.
Yeah, it's nothing bad.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
No.
I'm not panicking.
Nothing for me to really have to stress over.
You may have an opportunity to being on disability or whatever it is you're going for, some type of vocational training. I feel like there's a school or training thought
about. I've already been through that. I have. I got a college degree through vocational rehabilitation.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Is there more coming up? I feel like there may be talk of it or plans of more. So.
Not that I'm aware of. Well, usually when you go before the administrative law judge, there is a vocational rehabilitation person there.
Right.
So
now,
I'm not sure.
And I'm feeling a lot of talent that you can work with. I feel is it writing or drawing or art or music or.
I really don't know.
There's something there that I feel creative. I feel like it's an autistic type of talent.
Well, I used to be very good with my hands, but with the rheumatoid arthritis, that's slowing down.
Huh. Okay. There's something to think about. Now, spiritual matters are going to be pulling you too. You probably can feel that now or expect it soon. I feel like I'm being pulled spiritually, like I want to know more or learn more, or I feel like I'm maybe taking up meditation, or I feel like I almost want to recommend something like the yoga or Tai Chi or meditation for you also, combined with helping you feel better.
Yeah.
It's something you might want to explore.
Okay.
Okay. Some kind of a special angel or saint. You pray to a certain special angel, or there a certain prayer is being heard. Something with an angel. Almost like there's a special angel watching over you. A significance with a special angel. I'm not sure what this is. Okay, I'll get in. Hang on for a second. Definitely a new beginning coming up for you. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if everything goes through for you and you're well on your way by the end of September.
Okay.
I feel like there may be a journey coming up. I don't know if you travel or are you married or... I'll
no.
Pick up on the people around you too.
Okay.
Mary. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
I feel like there may be a journey or a travel between now and the end of September for you. Okay. And they are waving a letter and a phone at me, so I do have news coming. And then they're saying, they're shaking their head, yes, so the news is good.
Okay.
And basically relationships and friendships are improving, too. I don't know if you needed to hear this, but they're going to improve. Are you married, Mary?
Yes, I did need to hear that. I've been feeling kind of stranded lately.
I feel that improving and getting better for you. Are you married?
No. I'm a single mom.
Okay. I feel as though there might have been some relationships maybe that are being strained or fading away, and I feel like they may even make a rebound and come back together again type feeling with this. People around me, neighbors, family, getting closer. So I do feel... As you go into the end of September, financially, things are going a little better for you, and relationship-wise.
Yeah, I think it'll take a lot of stress off my family also, because they're worried.
Yes, and I feel... what I'm feeling is like my relationships are increasing and becoming more profound as I go into the end of September. Like, there's some loneliness there that's there now or was there, and it's going away or it's going to go away, and it's going to be through the friends and family pulling closer together.
Okay.
So you got that to look forward to also.
Yeah, that's something very much to look forward to.
Okay. And I think I'll leave you with that. I hope I helped you, Mary. Everything, did I touch on what you were hoping to hear?
Yes, you did. I have one question, if I may ask. A friend from Pal Talk, she took her life yesterday. She had a brain cancer, and everyone's just worried if she's okay.
I'm feeling she's okay.
She set everything up. You know, we think that she knew, she didn't let her family and everybody know. but she set everything up that she needed to get her life in order, but we just wanted to make sure she was okay.
She's okay. She's okay. And it's a deep subject, it really is, and too deep for here, but I feel she'll be okay, and when you were telling me about it just now, I seen a big star, almost like a message to you, a big star, and almost like it was a message to you that everything's okay and everything is just the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Mary. You have a good night. Tell everybody about us, BBS Radio.
Oh, I will.
And
I will.
Your inner thoughts. Spread the word.
I will. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
have a blessed
Mary.
Night.
Thank you. You have a good night. Blessings.
Blessings to you also. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call in for a reading, toll-free in the U.S., it's 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else in the world, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I... Hi.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
My finger gets itchy.
If we didn't do it like this, I wouldn't know how to act. It's okay. Hi, caller.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great.
What's your name?
It's Georgette.
Georgette, how you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How you liking the show?
I'm loving it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, of course. You're the best.
How many people are listening to us out there?
Quite a few.
You think so?
I know so.
Yeah? I'm popular?
Very much so.
Yeah?
Yes.
I believe you. I hope there is. I hope there's thousands, millions. Someday millions.
Believe me, Michael, there are thousands.
You know, so I believe that. I believe that. Well, in the group alone, there's, 1,200, and my friend's list is 10 years old.
Actually, I think there's more than 1,200.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, like I said, I've been doing this publicly, 10 years now. And, like I said earlier, I have met so many people. It's just mind-boggling. Okay, Georgette, let's see what we got. I know... I'm starting right off with a... I feel like a businesswoman here. And I feel as though you took another step into business and thinking about business and work. And I'm also feeling that... something with government, too. Grant, loans, politics. I don't know. I'm getting a lot of stuff around you. Erratic stuff, like. So I'm bouncing around here. I'm trying to... And then a slight hint of... might have been an argument with somebody or another male or a man. Or was there a dispute or an argument or something going on with you, or...
Not yet.
No?
Coming up, though.
Oh, there's one brewing.
Yes.
That's why they're showing it to me. They're trying to stop it. So, yeah, try not to let that go there anyway. Peace. Peace at all costs. But like I said, if you don't nip it in the bud, you're probably right. It may head into a dispute. Now, I'm feeling with a child, too. Is there a teenager or a child acting up? Or needing help or issues with them? Or I'm being pulled to issues with a child, too, and that might be...
You are so right. I'm going to take this 16-year-old of mine and send him to you.
Oh, that explains it. I thought it was going to be a teenager. Okay, let me see. I'm hearing good news with him. Kind of like ease up a little bit because things are going to work out. I don't know if that helps you or what you need to hear, but I'm hearing good news that things are going to work out with this teenager, this child. So, but he needs to watch his P's and Q's. I feel like he might stick his nose where it don't belong. Or hanging with somebody he shouldn't be hanging with.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of the issue, or I am just being pulled to this guy for some reason.
But you're right.
He needs to hear that things can go bad real quick if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly.
And you might not be guilty but involved just by association. This time, I don't know why I'm saying all this. It's just like a warning to the kid that there's some friends.
That's because I've been warning them.
Good, good. So that's what I'm picking up on. Okay. And he needs to hear that because it could go from, I feel it's something like he's doing something good or innocent. And there's other people around, and somehow it gets twisted around and turns into a drama or a problem.
That sounds like him.
Yeah, so he needs to mind his P's and Q's, I'm here. Watch who he's with and what he's doing and what's going on while he's doing it. It's just,
yep,
you know.
That sounds like him. Typical 16-year-old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
How do you see him doing this year in school? Because he's supposed to graduate this year.
I believe he's a very special young man, and he's very talented. And when they
last year he slacked. That's why I was wondering.
He's what?
Last year he slacked off. That's why I was wondering.
Oh, okay. When I first connected with you and the reading started and I was pulled to this young guy, I was hearing everything's going to be okay and there'll be good news. And
well, that'll be good.
I believe it was his schoolwork and his life in general. So I believe it's going to be okay there with that. Now, I feel like they want me to sign something, a contract or an agreement, or I don't know what this is. Georgette, it might be a loan or...
We want to refinance the house. We
okay.
Just haven't found the right people yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be signing something soon, so you may see that happening by the end of September. Okay.
Oh, I could go along with that one.
Okay. And I want to, and you're doing the right thing by going slow with it, I'm hearing. You're doing the right thing. Don't be afraid to go slow and to scrutinize everything.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
And they don't want you being taken advantage of or selling yourself short, so it pays to shop around.
That's exactly what I'm doing. It gets frustrating, but I'm doing it.
Yep, that's what I'm hearing to tell you. So don't be afraid to shop around. Take your time. And I feel that going through. But do be cautious and scrutinize everything. Make sure you know what you're signing and the fine print. Let's see here. A lot of work. Is there anybody with work issues looking or stuff going on in a job or
just... Well, I just opened up my store.
Okay. I was getting that when I first connected to you. It was the businesswoman thing, and I knew there was another step in your business world there. Is hubby working or the kids working or
no, he can't work no more.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't too sure of your situation.
But how's the store gonna go?
I feel it's going to... I feel like you love it so much, it don't matter.
Well, yeah, that's true.
In a way. But I do feel it going okay. But it's it's going to need time, you know what I mean? Don't get discouraged and enjoy it. And you are enjoying it. And I feel like it'll go okay. But you know how it is on the internet and how things go with business, so.
Yeah, I know.
You don't
what were the molasses?
Yeah, you don't get discouraged, you know what I mean?
I try not.
Yeah. I feel as though there may be even chances of linking with somebody, hooking up with somebody, a partnership type thing.
You know, I was thinking about that. I wasn't sure about it, though.
Yeah. It's something you may want to consider and think about, and you may see it develop, so don't run from it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, what I really was.
Okay. And just take your time, and I feel like the person's going to be reliable and very good as a manager also, as far as business goes. So you may want...
Actually, yes, she is. She's very good.
Good. Good. You may wind up seeing this develop, so, and it would be good for your business. Now, I'm feeling that I'm moving forward and upward with it. Now, I'm not saying you're going to turn into the a powerhouse overnight, but I am moving forward and expanding. So I do feel that there's some good stuff there coming for you with the store and work and the business. And think things out. You do well when you think things out. You have a special talent for that.
So that's what I've been doing.
When you make a move and make a decision and you're putting your intelligence into it instead of your emotions and you're thinking things out, and that's good. You're on the right track with that. Continue doing that. I'm hearing.
Okay, as for the baby, what am I going to have?
Oh, you know I'm no good with sexes.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm feeling a female.
Oh, good. My husband finally hit jackpot.
I'm feeling a female, but I'm telling you, my accuracy with the sexes, I can see him coming. And I'm showing him coming and how close it'll be. But with the sexes, I'm like more 50-50. So.
You haven't been wrong yet. At least with me, anyway.
You know, I have been wrong, but there's not much of it out there. There's not much of it out there. And
in all the years I've known you, you have never been wrong with me.
I hear that all the time. Why aren't I on TV?
You get there. That's your next step. You're the next James Van Prague.
I'm only kidding.
I'm not.
I'll take a... AM, FM radio show, maybe. Millions of people listening, but I don't want no TV.
You'll get it.
Nah.
You'll get it.
But anyway, I thank you, George F., for calling the show and praising me like that.
No, I thank you.
Okay.
Because actually I was worried about Richard.
Your husband?
No, my 16-year-old.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So that was on your mind when you called?
Actually, yeah, you're right, it was.
Yeah, I was pulled right to him. It was, boom, he was right there. And,
yeah, he's being a typical 16-year-old, and it's like, I'm going to ring him.
Yep, and a very special boy, though, and everything's going to work out. He's going to be okay. He's going to do just fine. Don't worry too much about it. He just needs to be awakened a little bit to the environment and his peers. People around him and what's going on. He gets a little...
Exactly, but he's got to settle down now, too, because it's his last year of high school.
Yeah.
And he wants to go straight into college. No more playing around.
I hear you. He gets wrapped up into the things. He gets very into what he's doing, and he doesn't...
Yes, he does.
And there's things going on around him that he should be aware of, and he's not. So that'll come in time, though. Okay.
Okay, babe.
All right, Georgia. You have a good night. Tell everybody about us.
I always do.
EBS Radio. If not now, when? That's what I was saying.
I always tell everybody about you, Uncle Mike.
How do you like that saying, if not now, when?
I like it.
I like it. BBS Radio, best radio station on the planet.
Of course.
All righty. You have a
good night. And Don's pretty cool, too.
What?
Don's cool, too.
Don?
Yeah.
Oh, you met Don? Don and his brother Doug, they're beautiful people.
Yes, I love them, too.
No, good people.
Yes, they are.
They treat me good, and I'm happy here, and I met a few of the hosts, and everybody is cool. It's a very relaxing, enjoyable experience.
One big happy family there.
Okay, Georgette, thank you. You have a good night.
You too, partner.
All right, girl. Blessings.
Love you, Mike.
Love you, too. I'll see you Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. I'll say goodnight. I'm available in private. If you'd like a private reading, just email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I'll definitely be here this coming Wednesday. Looking forward to it. BBS would love to hear your comments. Please drop them an email. Let them know what shows you like, what you like listening to, what you want to hear, what you think about me. Their email is contact@bloginservice.com. They would love to hear from you. And I'll let you all go. I'll see you Wednesday night. Take care and blessings to everybody. You have a good night.